Blog Talk Radio.
Let me get this first. I need to check for this special guest. Hang on, wait 1 minute. Erico 770, can you hear me? It's just 770, can you hear me? Okay. All right, you can run it, Mike. We're finna start our telethon. Go ahead and let me hit the live button on YouTube where everybody can hear us worldwide, and you can go now.
Amen. Amen. Well, good evening, everyone, and praise the Lord. Welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio here on blogtalk.com. I am your host this evening, Brother Mike, and tonight we have a very, very special event going on. This is our telethon that we have here every quarter, and we do it on the 24th of every month of that quarter that we have the telethon. This is our 11th telethon actually here at Live Deliverance, and we would like to thank those who are in attendance and who are actually sponsoring this event. We have a special guest pastor from Germany, Reverend Dusendorf. Also, we would like to thank Reverend A.D. Eichmann, Reverend D.W. Dalton, Bishop Claude Walkins, and Bishop C.T. Montgomery. Amen. We would like to thank y'all for sponsoring the telethon and the teaching for tonight. We're going to get ready to turn it over and let Brother Emmett have the mic. But before we do that, please, folks, for those in attendance and listening out there worldwide, if you have a question or if you would like to give commentary, we would like to make sure that each person is able to have their commentary, their questions answered, and that we will limit the question and answer session to 2 to 3 minutes per question. So please keep in mind, 2 to 3 minutes. If your question is long, email us, and we'll be able to respond to you better. But other than that, though, please keep in mind, 2 to 3 minutes for response time. Brother Emmett, now you have the mic.
Okay, we got some shout-outs here to some elder brothers here that Pastor Durden want to give to, and then we're going to start.
Hello, everyone. This is Brother John speaking, and just want to give a little shout-out to a couple of my camaraderies, those who love the Lord in the ministry for several years, well, many, many years. And I just want to give a special shout-out to my brothers in the Lord. That's Pastor Wilson, Pastor Stevenson, Pastor Montgomery, Pastor Snipes, Pastor Baker, and Pastor Lee. God bless you, and I know you're going to enjoy the session tonight. God bless you. Looking forward to
Okay, thank you, Pastor Durden. All right, we're about to get ready to our special guest can't get on. They're doing something, and I won't give you who it is because they will be on tomorrow. This is our telethon, our 11th year being on air. And, you know, I asked the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do? This is your radio station, and he has given me a platform to do that. But before we get started, for the veterans worldwide, United States veterans, if you served in combat, or if you haven't served in combat, and if you're suffering from PTSD or any diseases, mental, please contact the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255, press option 1. Now, if that doesn't work, come on and see us for some deliverance. I'm a veteran, and, you know, PTSD is nothing but demonic spirits. Deja vu memory, you know, here Memorial Day is going to be coming up. A confidential crisis chat at veteranscrisline.net or text to 838-255, Veterans Hotline. Or call me for some deliverance if you want to do it with the Lord to do better than that. But that's a form of helping. But if you're born again and saved, it even help you more. Whosoever shall call upon in the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Veterans don't get caught up in deja vu and memory recall and feeling bad or guilt syndrome because you are here and your partner died. Move on. Genesis 19:26. So give me a call, air code 444-619-522 or overtonavy1@gmail.com. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this telethon. This is the first day that we're going to kick this off, and I just so grateful that I'm here to be here 11 years. Lord, I just ask that the power of the Holy Spirit be manifested and people can enjoy the testimonies of what I have experienced and what members here and friends of mine have experienced working with this radio station. We give all honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We've been on the air with Blog Talk about 5 years, and we take Blog Talk as a theater. Good evening to you. My name is Apostle Emmett Overton, a.k.a. Aaron Boy, Dr. Nobody. Give God all credit, honor, and glory due to him. Just a vessel can be replaced and can go to hell. Salvation is not complete until the end. Never get comfortable in a position or a title. Stay humble unto the Lord Jesus and let him exalt you. Blog Talk, we've been dealing with this 5 years. It's amazing. And me and Brother Michael was on the phone, and we was talking earlier, and this is my assistant pastor. I'd like to introduce everybody to you, my assistant pastor, Brother Michael. Brother Michael, welcome to the show, and welcome to our telethon. And how long have you been with us?
Over 3 years now. Going on a little bit over 3 years. Yes, sir.
Have we ever had any arguments? Can you hear, Brother Mike?
Yeah. Yep, we haven't had any arguments whatsoever. This has been like being a pastor and minister here. You know, I couldn't have asked to work with anybody better. I've never had a problem with Brother Emmett. You know, we get along great. You know, it's just like, you know, he clicks, I click, you know. And that's the thing. In ministry, especially on the front lines like this and doing deliverance, you know, there can't be no division and no schism, you know, because the demons, they're going to play on that. People don't realize that those spirits are going to play on it. So they're going to do their best to try to create this harmony or discord between the brethren. So you got to make sure, you know, that if you're going to be involved in something like this or, you know, in any ministry whatsoever, make sure that you all agree and are in one accord, you know. The scriptures tell you that plainly, especially in the New Testament. You know, they came together, the disciples came together, you know, they were all one accord, you know. In the upper room, especially on Pentecost, they were all on one accord when the Holy Spirit fell upon them. So, amen.
Amen. We've been on air with Blog Talk 5, and I'm going to give you some testimonies about live deliverance. But first, if you listen to us here on YouTube, you can come and join in every night at error code 646-378-1857 and hit number 1, and you can come in. Here on our Blog Talk for this year so far, we have a 37.50% a male listening audience and a 62.50% female listening audience. In the United States, we carry over 75.22% of our traffic from the U.S. From Finland, we carry about 7.34%. In Albania, we carry about 6.19%. In Turkey, 1.95%. In South Africa, 3.7%. In Nairobi, Kenya, 66.78% traffic. In Jamaica, 96.38% traffic. In Guantanamo, in Cuba, we stream out of Cuba. As a matter of fact, we've been getting traffic from Cuba, 7%. Trinidad and Tobago, 88%. Zimbabwe, 75%. All in the African coast. Pastor, why is that this radio station, it looks like the signals are picked up more in the Caribbean and Africa nations? I know why, and I want you to explain to the audience why.
Well, the reason is because here in the United States, we have a Western mindset, you know, that we dismiss anything that has to do with, like, spiritual stuff or anything on that level as, you know, it doesn't exist. But in places like in Africa and the Caribbean, those people are steeped and they're grounded in spirituality. You got all those people over there and in these different countries, you know, where they practice, you know, dark arts and voodoo and Santeria and all of this stuff. But the thing is, because they realize that there is a spirit realm and that there is a, although it's an evil power, there's power there in that realm. And here, we just kind of dismiss that as though it doesn't exist. But those people over there, whether they're tapping into the dark part of it or the good part of it, they realize that there is a higher spiritual level and that realm does exist. You know, they tap into it. And, you know, so that's why you see more people, you know, you see more things about deliverance in the Caribbean or Africa and stuff like that, because of the fact that they realize that, yes, there is a spirit realm, and yes, it does exist. Where as far as we hear, we just dismiss it or we think it as, you know, as foolishness.
All right, let's get Pastor John Durden comment on that. This is live. We are dealing with the telethon right now. And we're just going to open up the lines. Pastor Durden, what is your comment on that?
He said it all. I won't need to build on that. But we're going to have a wonderful experience. And I myself, even in my aging years, the Holy Spirit is always speaking through our brother Emmett Overton. As you all remember, for those who don't know him, he was called by God. He came to him and said to me, "My name is Jesus of Nazareth. I will teach you. I will teach you." So his teaching comes strictly from the Holy Spirit or Jesus himself, and I have really enjoyed it. And so I know you guys will. And I've been blessed, and I know you all be blessed. And you're never too old, never had too many education that you can't ever be taught something new. And it's going
Amen.
To be a great experience. God bless you, and I thank each one of you here by anointing and the leading of the Holy Spirit. And that's not just jab, that's a fact. I thank each one who is listening tonight been led here by the leading of the Holy Spirit. God bless you, and enjoy.
Amen. Amen. This journey, this telethon that is 11 years, started 11 years ago at a hospital. And matter of fact, that was the chaplain who gave me the opportunity to work as an assistant chaplain, knew nothing about the ministry of deliverance. I had some taste of it coming from Pastor Wayne C. Thompson, Fellowship of Faith Church International Ministries. He did some deliverance. And then after that, as I came back to the Lord, there was an area of separation from the church, and I had a hunger to come back to the Lord and start. God was moving me out of the world. After I got out of the military, I opened up a lot of doors. Let me tell you something. Whether you're in the military or not, at a certain age of trauma or traumatic areas that come in your life, it opens up doors. And the Lord had delivered me from a lot of things. And so as I began to study the ministry, the Lord moved up my heart with a lot of Derek Prince. And Pastor Wang had a book with me, and I read one or two. But as I began to get this hunger, and I didn't know that I was called to the deliverance ministry. Matter of fact, I never wanted to be a preacher because I saw too much hypocrisy in it and people taking money. And I was a Catholic, and I was really messed up as a Roman Catholic, believe me. As a child, I encountered demonic entities attacking me. So I'm very familiar with this ministry. I've seen witchcraft operate in family, in my family line, people putting witchcraft on each other. And when you're dealing with Catholicism, you have a lot of spirits, man. Praying to Mary, God doesn't permit that. We're going to talk about that in our telethon teachings of certain religions. But tonight, I felt led of the Lord to give a testimony about Live Deliverance Internet and how all this formed. As I began to study at the hospital at South Fulton Medical Center with no theological training at all, I began to make a phone call prior to that time. And when I did that, I wanted to commit suicide. And I talked to this brother here you just heard, Pastor John Durden. And I told him, hurry up, say a prayer, get it over with because I'm tired. I want to kill myself. And that demon was really trying to get me. As a matter of fact, I pulled the trigger and didn't let him go off. That's a miracle. I'm really blessed to be alive. And make a long story short, as the Lord moved upon my life, there was a lot of hurt that was involved with me. And he began to show me some things about myself in the word first. You see, when God calls you to the ministry, he's always the first thing he's going to call you to do is work out your own salvation. I don't think that God will call a man to help others if he can't get himself straight. That's impossible. And as God began to show me a lot of things in the word, I began to change with it. And during the time of me not knowing where I was going, I began to sit over to Brother John's office and just sat there. And, you know, just sat there. And, hey, man, talking to him all day and here and there. And one day he gave me a book and he gave me an office and said, sit over there. And that's really how I got into the ministry. I was an assistant chaplain. I recently got out of the military, and I had some other back injuries from the service related, from military related. And I was waiting on some of my income to fluctuate and to fan out. And during that time, it was a humbling experience. And I didn't know the word. So Brother John buys me this book, and I'm in an office, don't even know anything about a computer. Never been in an office desk setting at all. And I'm like, what is this? So I began to open up the Bible, and the book of Mark kept coming to me. And so each time I read the book of Mark, I kept reading it, I kept reading it, I kept reading it, I kept reading it, I kept reading. So as time went on, I don't want to say it, make it long story, I begin to study the Word of God from 9 o'clock in the morning to 2 in the morning every day for 3 years. And I stayed on a diet of Derek Prince. I stayed, and I, to this day, all of my cyber members, if any of you are interested in becoming a member here, we do have cyber members. This is our marketing pitch. We've been preaching throughout the whole year, and we never do this. And the Lord told me, pitch this, tell this, get them free, and tell them to stay in my word. Get people free. Show people how to get free. That's the dream of Live Deliverance Internet Radio. But I never knew that before. And so as I began to stay in the word a lot and go home reading and staying, the Lord began to open up my spiritual eyes, and I began to see demons and spirits. And what a better place to learn about demonic spirits at a hospital. Then I began to see a lot of religious spirits, and the Lord gave me the first revelation of a great nothing. That's an anointed man of God that is self-anointed. He's not anointed by God. He's been anointed by man. He has the educational resources with an articulate tongue to represent God with no power. And the Lord told me that is a great nothing. You will meet many of them, and you will be attacked. And that has happened throughout this ministry. I've been persecuted. God gave us this wonderful revelation of the ministry of deliverance. He's given us another Jesus. He's shown us bastard curses. He's given us dung concerning a ministry that is not effective with signs follow. We're a very, very strong force ministry here that hits the enemy with scripture. But when this thing all started, I had no clue of where or what I was going to be doing. I'm here trying to just make it alive with back injury, don't have no income, and then the Lord tells me, you're going to call it Fellowship of Deliverance International Ministries. I'm like, so I go to Brother John and say, hey, man, look at here. You know, I'm hearing this. I don't have not one dime. I said, okay, Lord, I believe. He said, well, Fellowship of Deliverance, internetradio.com. That's what it was. Because I named it after the beginning of the first place where God sent me to, Pastor Wayne Thompson, Fellowship of Faith. So God is telling me this when I don't have not a dime in my pocket. And that's the time God can really talk to us. When we are away from the certain things that move us away from God and puts us in a position where we have no other alternative but to study. And that's what happened to me. And so as I kept studying, the Lord began to open up a door with me with a brother named Brother James Jones. And he knew a guy called New Wine Radio Ministry. And he said, hey, he's looking for some ministers who people don't know, and special minister of deliverance. Why don't you give this guy a call? And I prayed about it, and the Lord told me to open up the door. So as I began to teach there, I stayed there 3 months, and the Lord said, move to your own internet radio station. Okay. Now, here I am, know the word, a little bit, not a lot, but 3 years studying and standing and staying humble and staying humble. God did not teach me anything about the technical side of internet radio. He did it to me on hands training because I began to trust in my technician, and God moved him away from me. Not that he did anything bad, because he wanted me to do this on my own. And so I began to learn the technical parts of this radio ministry and the things to do, and the Lord began to show me and teach me and give me certain connections. So how did this all come about? Well, I said, what am I going to do? So the other brother told me about a platform to use, Sam Broadcaster we use, and we stream off of it. And I got some other information, and the pieces began to come. And all of a sudden, the Lord gave me, by word of knowledge, Apostle Frederick Casey Price's number. Say, call them. Tell them who you are, that you don't interfere with their doctrine, that you don't want one dime. You just want to broadcast his sermons, your non-denomination, and the Lord just told me what to say. Put it like that. And that's how we got approval from the teachings from Frederick Casey Price. The same thing happened with Derek Prince Ministries. I kept buying all of the archives, and I used to talk to them every day. Live Deliverance at Internet Radio, we have every archive of Derek Prince Ministries, and we've been in association with them for 11 years. And so as this become to picture to start coming, and the next day, Brother John came to me and he said, hey, man, my daughter is having problems hearing some noises in her house. She had some African voodoo demonic symbols in there that she didn't know at the time. And making a long story short, that drew her to Christ Jesus. And she's now an apostle in this ministry and in second in command. And she can make a decision in this ministry without my approval. I don't have to approve it because we work together. We're that tight. We've never had an argument, and the Lord taught her deliverance. The Lord taught us together. And that is how Sister Durden came into play. And we had a sister, young lady used to sing for us. And I started off as a church, a little small church, and it was growing, but the Lord told me, I don't want you to have a church. I want you to go radio. And he shut that down instantly. See, everybody's not meant to have a church. We got too many of them. And this platform that God has opened up and allowed me to use is a powerful, powerful, powerful platform. And I thank God every day. And it's been very difficult doing deliverance every day, all day. It is very tough on the front lines. So as I begin this journey, me and Sister Durden, we encountered a lot of things. And a keynote speaker, our guest speaker, our surprise speaker was Sister Durden, but she will probably come in tomorrow. And she will speak because she's part of this ministry. So we had a miscommunication, but we will get her to come on and share her testimonies with you, the things that we both encountered in this ministry. So as that come along, the next week I get a text comes from Kingston, Jamaica, Greater Works International Ministries. So I said, who faxed this? And as I pulled at, the Lord told me by word of knowledge to call him. Now, I never knew Apostle Andrew J. Scott, never knew him at all. And the Lord told me what to say to him. So I said it. He called back. He sent CDs. And we've been in partnership 11 years. Frank and Adam A. Hammond, I remember the Mr. and Mrs. Wofford. There was a family home that used to give us stuff. We don't know what happened to them, but we used to work with the original people that Frank Hammond laid out to let run before he when he passed away. And we have John Eckhart. God's been a blessing to us with Sister Deborah Marshall, works for John Eckhart Ministries. And I thank God that we called up there again by word of knowledge. And they didn't look, that takes, when God has something for you to do, he's going to open up the doors and he's going to do it. You can't make a ministry. I had no idea of any of these people. So you don't have to be knowing people to be connected. See, that's the problem with the church now. These pastors are too connected. They got a web that's locked, and that's how they keep the money to themselves. But see, internet radio, they can't block it. I got nothing against those type of pastors and fellowshipping and cliques in here, but I'm trying to get the word of God out worldwide. I don't need to go to their church to do it because I can do it worldwide right here. I don't have to go to a person's church or they come to my church. I can do it worldwide. That's the advantage. And to me, I like it that way because I can concentrate on whom God sent me here. And the church need to get away from controlling people and from a dead gospel into a gospel that represents life. The ministry of deliverance is a very powerful weapon that Live Deliverance Internet Radio offers. So as I began to call the brother in Jamaica, Apostle, and he talked to me, and all of a sudden he sent some stuff to me. I sent it on. A couple of months later, I went down and met him. We had a telethon together, and through him, I met my best friend. I still love him, Jermaine Edwards, Kevin Downswell. We have the most beautiful, anointed Jamaican music on Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. We got some wonderful, boy, I'm talking about that's some anointed stuff. And you can listen to us at livedeliveranceinternetradio.com. So as that came along, we began to pick up a heavy audience in Jamaica. And to this day, they hold heavy. When Apostle Eckhart get on, it jumps. When Apostle Andrew J. Scott get on, it jumps. When we get on, it jumps. Because we've been doing this 11 years. And we want to get this out throughout the world. So as Apostle Andrew J. Scott came on, that gave us a heavy Caribbean audience, and it stretched for the past 11 years we've been on there. Our audience in Africa is very heavy because we teach deliverance. Now, not only do we teach deliverance here, we believe in the prophetic. If you hear our sermons, we have a mixture of everything. So this is where Live Deliverance Internet Radio is going. Now we are moving into new computers. We have Windows 7. We got old stuff, and this telethon is to revamp it. We had the same stuff, and we had some refurbished computers that some brother Paul One of my brothers in the Lord, Brother Paul, donated to, and I thank him for it. But we are in need for new ones, and we need money for that. And we ask that you sow a seed here. This is our telethon, and we're going to be on all night. We're going to be on. I will be on talking to you. And then later on tonight, we're really going to get it on because we're going to have some live praise and worship. Now, if any of you want to see us thump at Live Deliverance Internet Radio, we bring it. And I'm talking about we'll have you jumping up and down. We have you praising the Lord. And we got some wonderful music here for you. So after we got Apostle Andrew J. Scott, then we had Derek Prince. They called us and said, okay, it's a go. You have the permission. They gave me the permission to use their website. So everybody on our site, they have permission. We have permission for these people. We have Win Worthy's teachings, John Eckhart, Frederick K.C. Price, Apostle Andrew J. Scott, Sister Candace Durden, myself, and Frank Hammond. Now, the reason why we only have one church on the radio station is that's all we need. Because the Lord told me when I first met him, let him run his radio station, give him the time that he needs, and don't charge him nothing. And I didn't. Do you know that brother sows more financially into this ministry than any other broadcast or personnel or person who sponsors us than we have? That has been a wonderful church, and I love him. And matter of fact, he's my pastor. Yeah, I'm a Sabbath keeper. How can he be your pastor? He works on a Sunday because of Psalms 133, verse 1. I'm not going to let that one doctrine of indifferences cause the unity of brothers in Christ to break up. That's being wise as a serpent and soft as a dove. So as we begin to move out, begin meeting people all over the world, then I had a traumatic experience and encountered going to Israel. When we first started Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries, we was a Sunday keeper. But when I went to Israel, oh, my God, did that open up my eyes. And the Lord told me, you will move this on the Sabbath. And we began to do 2 o'clock services. We were powerful. We had a lot of people. We was really hitting thousands and thousands of people. And what happened was the server company that we had, the enemy used against us and kept going up higher and higher and higher. So when we changed our URL and our name, we had lost some people, but it has gradually came back. And I thank God for that. So as we have coming into 2018, the purpose of this ministry is to continue to get the gospel throughout the world. We're going to give you testimonies about deliverances, what we've seen, people encountered. We're going to give you testimonies about things that this ministry has done to people, and I'm going to be contacting people who's been blessed by this. And if anybody's been blessed by this ministry, if you're on the line, let's open up the lines and see some of our cyber members and see their response to our anniversary with our telethon. Is this area code 845? Is this 845? Area code 845.
Yes, brothers. How you guys doing tonight?
Good evening, brother, and welcome. You are live on YouTube worldwide. God bless you. We want to talk about our telethon, the church, how long you've been with us, and how long you've been loving the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, man. I've been getting a lot of trades in this ministry, but I've been getting traded a lot. It's been tough.
Big Mike, where you at, Big Mike?
Yeah, me and Mike, we've been through a lot of traveling.
He said he loved the Buffalo Bills. He said, don't you love the Browns too, Big Mike? Wait a minute, now you told me you Browns.
No, I didn't ever say that.
845, tell us what's going on. What's on your mind, 845? Talk about what's going on. You want to talk about the ministry, how long you've been with us, the goodness of God, how God has blessed you through this broadcast. Let the world hear you.
Well, brother, I said one time about me coming back to Christ and how the Holy Spirit brought me to Derek Prince, and I've never heard him before. And then shortly after that, through Omega Man Radio, I found you, and then I heard you. And I don't know, just something just drew me to this ministry and the way God work through you and just the way you taught and your ferventness to, you know, just in this ministry. Brother, I don't know. I just it was just spiritual. This ministry has been very, very faithful, very, very loyal. It's small, it's tight, and I just really feel like God's hand has always been here, and it's getting stronger and stronger, and I see it, you know, it's through live deliverance, it's just spreading, you know, all over the world now, and it's just a blessing, brother. All you guys are, you know, wonderful, and I love you as a family in Christ, and I really feel that God is here, you know, in this ministry, in this small church, and you just blessed me, you know, through Amen. All of the teachings. I've just learned so much here. Hey, Derek Prince said three words that he would leave, and he just said, God is faithful, and that's what I feel here, brother. God is very, very faithful, and he speaks to me through this ministry very, very obviously, and I'm just blessed, brother.
Have you been blessed by the word of knowledge through this ministry?
Oh, yes, brother. The word of knowledge, I believe that's also one thing that kind of drew me. It was just how accurate it was, you know, of course, one. And just through faith, I always believed that it was the Lord, you know, that the Holy Spirit was God speaking through you. Always, brother. I mean, it's always on point.
Amen.
And sometimes Amen. I'm just like, oh man, I'm like, you know, I know that's definitely Jesus, and speak to me through His Word, and I love God's Word, and I know everyone here does too. You know, John, Mike, and you, and this is just a very scriptural based ministry, sound doctrine, and that's what I want. You know, I've always told Jesus, you know, I just want the real deal. I want, you know, purity. I want it to go back into like the Book of Acts, how everyone was just united, you know, in just one house, you know, just in one mind and in one spirit. And that's what I feel here. So I think that's one of the main reasons why I just, you know, just stuck it out here, and I just suck it up, getting you know, traded constantly, you know. Because, you know.
Amen, brother. That blesses us, you know, to hear that. You know, don't that bless us, Pastor?
Yes, it does. Yes,
that
it does.
Blesses us, man. God bless you, man. That was very humble of you. Erico 814, another cyber member. We're celebrating our anniversary and our telethon at the same time. You now have the mic.
Oh, hello, this is Greg from Pennsylvania.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Brother Greg, you have the mic.
I'd say that probably the most noticeable blessing that I've received on this line has been just an increase in awareness. I've always been prophetic. I used to do deliverance ministry, but things kind of got rusty, and lack of fellowship had a lot to do with that. But when I'm on this line, that presence carries over into my work whenever I'm doing my own work. You know, it helps. There's a heightened sense of awareness. So I'd encourage, Amen. You know, anybody to be a part of this ministry and realize that one, I mean, you do have to do some of the work yourself, but you'll get a double, you know, it's like getting behind, you know, the tractor trailer. You know, it's taken up a lot of the wind resistance. So it's easier to grow if this is what you want. And I've also noticed I've been more fluent in tongues since I've been joining the line.
Wow. Praise God, brother.
Amen.
Amen, man. God bless you for that testimony. We've touched a lot of people here. We, God, Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit. What we ask that we require people to do here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio, and my assistant pastor can definitely verify, is that we want to get you to study first. Not study from your intellect, but just read the Bible and talk to God. And then after you read the Bible, ask for the Holy Ghost and then receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and learn everything that you can learn in the Word of God. Sit under a lot of Derek Prince. Oh, I'm going to tell you that. Sit under a lot of John Eckhart. Win Worthy. See, that's old school good stuff. Some of these new deliverance ministers don't even know what they're talking about. They call themselves deliverance. You got people that's casting out demons that don't even speak in tongues. And that's very impossible for with no power. And you should receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And we try to teach that to people, and we try to allow signs to follow. Air code 770, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You have the mic. This is our telethon and our 11th year on air. Error code 770. 363. Error code 770-363. All right. That line is open, but I can't hear anything, so we're going to try to give our call back. Okay, Pastor Durden, you are now on the mic.
Well, hello, hello. It's me again. With respect to a short comment, my past is like, I guess, 80% of the theologians who are listening to your program tonight, because when I went to seminary, they said didn't say anything about demonology, nothing about the devil. They just say all of them in hell, and some say there's no such thing as devils, or there's no such thing as demons, And if it occurred, it happened way back in Africa someplace, but we don't have that situation here. And so I guess I remember when Brother Emmett came to me and said, Brother John, I know you ain't gonna believe this, but you know God woke me up in the middle of the morning, and he had numerous demons that walk at the foot of my bed, and he told me who they were and what kind, like if they were lust demons or lying demons, whatever the sins there are. I guess about 30, 40, 50 different demons passed by his bedroom, and Jesus of Nazareth identified those demons and told him the names and everything else. So those names in there looks like in the spirit. When he sees them, he can look into the spirit realm. But one thing that blew my mind, I said, this thing is really real. And so I remember he started asking me to go with him because you're supposed to go in couples, like two in pairs. And I would go to him when he was doing some ministry of deliverance, and I couldn't believe my ears nor my eyes. And I heard those demons talking back at him, see the demons suspended up in the air and stuff like that. And then what really blew my mind is when he said, Brother John, do you know what the halls of theology is? And I go, no, never heard of it. What you mean, halls of theology? He says, remember when I shared with you that the Lord took me down, he woke me up and then took my spirit out of my body and took me down to hell and showed me that there's really a place called hell? I said, yeah, I remember that. And he says, guess what? The Lord showed me a place called the Halls of Theology. And I go, the Halls of Theology, what is that? He said, you know, you used to work at Rikers Island as a counselor, and you see all those eight inmates in all those cells. I said, yeah, that's true. He says, well, the Halls of Theology is like a prison at Rikers Island. He says, you have, every cell got a different number. I have AD 19, 2000, no, 101, year 101 before Christ, BC, and so forth. And then you got 18, 13, cell number 14, 62. These are the different years. And behind, inside those cells were theologians. I said, theologian? He says, yeah, God showed me. That's why I call the halls of theology. You know, the theology means the study of God. And these were from every century, every year, from year one all the way to the current year, 14-something, 15-something, 1632, 1792. All these were cells that held in prison a theologian. And I go, what? What are they doing that? They've been preaching for 10, 20, 30 years. He said, but they were not real. They were hanky-panky. They were committing adultery. They were committing fornication. They were lying. They were stealing the money. They weren't teaching what I told them to teach. They just taught good feeling. They holler and hoop and did all kind of stuff. And I didn't ordain them to do that. And most of them, never really accepted me as their personal Lord and Savior, and a lot of them just there for the money, for the recognition, for the power, and for the glory. You know, and I said, wow, I never heard it. He said, yep, there's a halls of theology. Those are ministers who have not really accepted Christ, who caused their congregation to go astray, some because they're hanky-panky with some of the members, and all this other kind of crap. And I said, my Lord, can you imagine to be teaching and preaching for 20, 30 years, and then when you go stand before the Lord, Lord, say, depart from me, you work a nigger, I never knew you. And then you go down there, and you see your number, on, this is what, this is 2018. And you go, oh, my God. And you go into that cell. And then he says, the Lord really wants you to know that you didn't believe us.
We got another question. We got some other questions.
Okay, we got another question?
Yeah, we got other people wanting to get in on
the line. Okay, so it's real. That's how I got exposed to by my familiarity with Brother Emmett. The Lord had me to bring him at my side and toward him the chaplaincy, and as a result of him learning the chaplaincy, I learned deliverance ministry. That's how I got into it. And God, that's been the greatest thing that ever happened to me. God bless.
Now, as we moved on in this ministry, when I got to Israel, the most beautiful thing I encountered was Ruthie Rami. And she's still my friend. For 11 years, we've been knowing her. And we also have a tour guide on Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries that can go to and send you to kibbutz in Israel. Israel changed my whole understanding of Christianity, and I came back as a Sabbath worshiper. Okay, Brother Mike, this is anniversary time. Reverend Stillmanton asking you a question. Can you hoop out a demon?
No, sir. You cannot hoop out a demon. That is not relying on the Holy Spirit. That is relying on your own power, I guess you could say, in the sense of you're being carnal when you're trying to hoop a demon out. You're trying to excite and get people geared up by the inflections in your voice. You cannot hoop a demon out that way. That demon will laugh at you and probably do something worse to you because of the fact that you're mocking him with such a gaudy act of trying to show off in front of them like that.
Another thing, too, throughout our time being in the ministry is that I've seen everywhere I go, the number one thing holds people back from getting deliverance is unforgiveness. I've seen so many people lose their deliverance with bitterness, unforgiveness, anger. That's the number one killer in the church is unforgiveness. So as we begin this journey, and I got back from Israel, God began to send me sermons from Jamaica, and Frederick K. Price was sending new stuff, and they still do to this day. And I would never imagine that I would be sitting here in my home. We've ministered in 11 years to over 927,000 people. That's a lot of people. That's more than a church can do. You see, the Lord told me this is going to be a call signal for deliverance. This is a place where you can become a member worldwide. Yes, we have cyber members. Come and join. Come out of them dead churches. And come here. Come here if you're not learning anything. If you want deliverance with our cyber members, we do not hasten to help them and give them a deliverance. Now, I know one thing about this ministry throughout the 11 years is that it doesn't run free. And a labor is not worthy of its hire. So if you benefit from this ministry, if you have been a blessing to this ministry, thank you. And if not, pray for this ministry because we have a lot of work to do. You know, we're just a spickle of a dot on this radio station. We got so much territory to cover worldwide. Now, the gospel has to be complete throughout the world. Here, the Lord gave me 24. Just heard something from the Holy Spirit. Wait a minute. Uh, And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Well, we are part of that. We are part of that at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. In Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. The end shall come only after the gospel of the kingdom has been adequately preached in the whole world. And we can do that here at Live Deliverance Internet. And we need your contributions. We need you to give your finances to help us out, to keep us on air. The Holy Spirit is directing me to do this. I've never done it like this in my life. But now I have to come to a level of understanding that. And because God needs you, He needs your labor to sow here. We're not asking for Mercedes-Benz. I drive a 1997 Ford Taurus, so I'm not hitting on no Mercedes. I don't need no airplane. I don't need no flight to get nowhere. Sow a $5-$10 seed here. The Bible says, despise not small things at this telethon, and we will get this gospel throughout the world. The gospel of the kingdom refers to the apostolic gospel, preached in the power of righteousness of the Holy Spirit and accomplished by the major signs of the gospels. Only God will know when the task is accomplished to his purpose. The believer's task is to faithfully continue to press on to all nations till the Lord returns to take his church into heaven and send us to heaven. Many believe that the end refers to the times when the dead in Christ arise and the faithful of Christ should be caught up together in them in a cloud to meet the Lord. But before all that comes, Live Deliverance in that radio has to teach the ministry of deliverance. That's a must. Now, we're going to have some praise and worship. We got to get ready and close because we're going to crank up. We're going to celebrate now. We're going to get ready to go on at livedeliverance.com. Livedeliverance.com. You want to hear some music? We're going to bring it. Give us 5 minutes because we're going to roll it. God bless you here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. This is our telethon. We're finna kick this thing off all the way until Monday. For you veterans, I love you. Any of you veterans who are going to be having these spirits attack you because of Memorial Day, your past combat experience, deja vu spirits, memory recall, Veterans Christ Line, 1-800-273-8255. Press option number 1. Or give us a call. We'll say some prayers and break some curses and cast that spirit out of you. 404-461-9522. On behalf of Alive Deliverance Internet Radio, staff members, pastor and founder of Live Deliverance Internet Radio, Aaron Boy, Emmett Overton, Assistant Pastor Apostle Candace Durden, Assistant Pastor Michael Smith, Secretary Sister Sheila Newborn, Information Resource Specialist Sister Ruthie Rami, Assistant Pastor Steve Lee here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. God bless you. Shalom to you. And have a good evening. Don't forget to tell someone about Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Don't forget to subscribe and sow a seed for us here on our telethon. God bless and shalom to you. All right, Big Mike, you can give me a song in and get ready and close out. Matter of fact, we got to get off air now because I got to run radio for our praise and worship. Now, I want everybody to come to livedeliverance.com. We're going to have some praise and worship. We're going to start back our telethon tomorrow on some good teaching, some different teaching. And by faith tomorrow, we'll have Apostle Candace Durden to come in and to share her testimony throughout the 11 years of being here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. God bless you on behalf of Live Deliverance Internet Radio, our staff members. Shalom to you, and God bless Kingston,
Welcome
Jamaica.
To my gymnasium. Check it out. Watch this. Ring ding 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 ding
Meet me at livedeliverance.com. We're finna get our praise on.
on every part of my body was in place. Many people died and never saw this day. So another day I live, I appreciate. Don't ever wanna act too high and mighty, cause tomorrow I can fall down on my face, doing everything